So, in this light, the mathematicians Kasman and Newman, they said the infinite certainly does not exist in the same sense as we say there are fish in the sea. And significantly, brothers, sisters and friends, the famous German mathematician David Hilbert, he said the infinite is nowhere to be found in reality. It neither exists in nature nor provides a legitimate basis for rational thought. The role that remains for the infinite to play is solely that of an idea. But brothers, sisters and friends, past events are real. They're not just ideas. Therefore, the number of past events cannot be infinite. Therefore, there was a beginning to the universe, and it logically follows there was a cause to the universe. This is why leading cosmologists and philosophers of science such as Ellis, Kirchner and Stoger, they ask and they answer in the following way. They said, can there be an infinite set of really existing universes? We suggest that on the basis of well-known philosophical arguments, the answer is no. This may sound like philosophical mumbo-jumbo. Let's talk about science, okay? What does astrophysical evidence have to say? What does science have to say about this? Now, I would argue that this conclusion is also supported by physics.